Many Americans who were afraid to eat eggs because of the cholesterol have returned to them now that most nutritionists approve of eggs in moderation. My guest Marie Simmons says that because of the egg phobia that gripped America for the past couple of decades, she figures that one or two generations grew up learning little or nothing about cooking, eating, and enjoying eggs. That's one of the reasons she wrote her cookbook, The Good Egg. Simmons is a winner of a James Beard Award and a Julia Child Award. Let's start with something really basic, the omelet. What's your approach to making a good omelet?
Well, I think the most important thing is to have a really good pan, and one with which means a heavy pan, one that's well-seasoned or a nonstick. It has low sloping sides, so you can get in there with your spatula and turn the omelet out. The actual cooking, I think the single most important thing about omelet making is to use a very low temperature. I know it's deceiving because recipes say quickly do this and quickly do that, and you think, well, quickly must mean high heat. But eggs really shouldn't be subjected to high heat. They should be cooked very gently. And an omelet should never be browned. It should just be just set.
You usually cook the ingredients before folding them in?
Yeah, they're cooked, they're sautéed, they're heated, they're warm because they don't really have time to cook in the omelet. You're just, by the time you put the ingredients that you want to fill the omelet with in it and you start turning it, it's ready to, you know, to be turned out of the pan.
Now, different cultures have their own versions of omelets. Like in Italy, there's frittata. How do you prepare a frittata?
Frittatas are really easy, and actually I grew up on frittata because my background's Italian, and I probably knew more about frittata before I even had heard of an omelet. But it's like an omelet in that the egg is scrambled, beaten slightly, but the ingredients go right into the eggs from the very beginning, and you cook it like a pancake, so it's one flat disc. And like so many Italian dishes, it's very unfussy, and you just turn it out and cut it in wedges, and that's the way you eat it. So there's no, you know, you don't have to be nervous about flipping it or turning it or doing anything.
How does the top cook if you don't flip it? Because like a pancake,
well,
you would flip.
Yeah, you do. And, well, that's true. You can, actually, I have three ways to finish off a frittata. One, you can turn it out, which my grandmother used to do very, very skillfully by putting a plate on top of the skillet, turning it over, and then sliding the uncooked top back into the hot skillet. That requires a little coordination. The lazy man's way, which is the way I opt to do it very often, is I turn on the broiler and just pass the pan under the broiler so the top of the frittata sets under the broiler heat, and that's just with a little grated cheese or something, and that's a great way to do it. And the other thing you can do, if you don't have your broiler on and you happen to have the oven on, you can just turn it up really high to about 500 degrees and then stick the frittata in there just for a couple of minutes, just for that top to set a little bit.
You recommend with fried eggs that you keep the egg as in an omelet on a moderate or low heat. If you cook them on a low heat, how long do you have to cook a sunny side egg for?
Well, it would several minutes, but it depends on the kind of pan you're using, and how the heat's conducted through that pan, and of course the intensity of the heat of your burner. I say, you know, low to medium low. It'll take maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes, maybe a little longer. But the white should be set. And if you want to have the yolk just look a little bit more done, just put the cover on for even just 30 seconds, but as long as a minute or two, and you'll get it a little bit more done without making the bottom get too brown and tough.
Mm-hmm. When do you throw out an egg and decide that it's not fit for cooking?
Well, I think it would have to be around my house for a pretty long time. Eggs, if they're kept very cold, meaning in the refrigerator, in the carton, not on the door, but in the carton, in the coldest part of the refrigerator, where it is well under, you know, it's under 40 degrees, will keep for a really, really long time, and they won't get bad. The rule of thumb is that an egg kept refrigerated will be fresher after 1 week than an egg kept at room temperature for 1 day. Room temperature eggs really do deteriorate quickly. And one of the reasons is that, you know, the shell is filled with tiny little holes. At one point, I think I remembered reading, there could be as many as 17,000 pores in an eggshell. And these pores will cause the egg to lose moisture, and the white will thin, the membrane around the yolk will become thin. So if you ever break an egg into a bowl, say to scramble it, and the yolk immediately splits open, and you know that it didn't catch on the shell or anything, that means that the egg is fairly old. It doesn't mean the egg's going to be bad. It's not going to taste as fresh. My favorite, what I try to do is, if I'm just going to be having soft-cooked eggs or make special scrambled egg dish, I'll make sure to get the tastiest, freshest eggs I can find. If I have an older egg in the refrigerator, maybe a half a carton that was forgotten there, or I just haven't been eating eggs lately, I will use those more easily in batters and cake batters and things like that. But eggs, they even say that you can keep eggs for sure, 5 weeks in the refrigerator. And I can't imagine keeping an egg around that long because I do so much cooking. But perhaps, some people do who don't eat eggs that often.
What about if you have an egg that has a dirty shell or it's cracked? Do you eat it anyways?
No, you really should not. You should not, never use a cracked egg in anything that's been cracked. That's why people are always checking their eggs in the supermarket before they, they open the carton and they make sure none of them are cracked. Because that is, that shell and that membrane inside the egg really there's a reason, and that's to protect the egg inside the shell and to keep it free of exterior bacteria. And so it's really important, not to use those.
What do you do when you crack open an egg and there's a blood spot in it?
Well, what I do is what my mother did. I take the tip of a knife and I take it out and I discard it and I use the egg. That is nothing. That is simply, although it looks a little strange, it's a rupture. It takes 24 to 26 hours for a hen to form and then finally lay an egg. And she rests for about 20, 30 minutes and starts all over again. And sometimes things will happen. I mean, this is nature. I mean, things will happen. There'll be a double yolk, or there'll be a little rupture of a blood vessel in the canal where the egg is being formed. But it's really harmless.
You've traveled around the world studying different eating and studying different preparation styles. Do you have a favorite egg dish from another country, another culture?
Oh, yes. The one that comes to mind immediately is something called a brick, which I ate for the very, very first time when I was in Morocco, although I think it's probably Tunisian in origin. And I do have a recipe for it, I do make it occasionally just for fun, and I have to substitute because I don't have all the ingredients that are needed to make it. But I use phyllo dough, and I break the egg into the phyllo dough. What I do is I take the phyllo dough and I put it in a little cup so that there's a little indentation, and then I break the egg into that and I fold the dough over, make this little sort of envelope package, and then I fry it in olive oil. Sometimes I put a little seasoning in there, a little spices. You can buy some harissa, which is a very popular, very hot seasoning, and maybe some cilantro leaves, and fry it. And then you've just fried enough so that the pastry gets a little golden brown, just a few minutes on each side. And when you eat it, what you have inside is an egg that with white has been cooked, but the yolk is still slightly runny. And when you bite into it, it's wonderful. It just explodes in your mouth. It kind of runs down your chin. But it's really, really wonderful. That's just one of many, many dishes.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Marie Simmons is the author of the cookbook, The Good Egg. This is Fresh Air.